This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Welcome to Betch Slap. This is our new podcast by the Betches. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
You may know us from our website, Betches.com, our store shop, Betches, our Instagram, at Betches. Betches is our brand, in case you haven't picked up on that at this point. And
we're going to be talking about everything you want to know, from celebrity gossip to dating advice to the war in Syria.
Just kidding.
Every week you're going to hear us talk about pop culture, what's going on. We're going to play like a dumbass game that's like going to be probably really boring, but we'll think it's hysterical.
The way the game goes is we name three people and one of them you shoot, one of them you have sex with, and one of them you marry.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Oh, you don't actually have to do it.
In case you were wondering.
Especially since our first round is Disney princess.
Yay!
Okay, let's each come up
with one and then we each do it.
Okay, Prince Eric.
Aladdin.
Sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
You only have three.
Give me a second.
Any prince. The Beast.
The Beast.
The Beast.
Yes, the Beast.
He's perfect.
The Beast.
Although you would obviously.
Okay, so we have Prince Eric. We have, I've already forgot what you said.
Aladdin.
Okay, Prince Eric, Aladdin, and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, okay. If you were confused.
I think you kill Prince Eric.
Because he's a
douche? No, you just have sex with him. You just have sex with Prince Eric because, listen, he like married Ariel and she didn't even know if she could speak. So like he clearly is not that interesting of a personality.
And he wasn't down to like have sex with her when she had like a fucking fin.
Well, I mean, that's okay. There were difficulties.
That's okay, but he was going to marry her and like had never had a conversation with her. So
he wanted a silent, subservient wife.
Yeah, I honestly
trophy wife.
Yeah. Don't remember what happened, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, so we're going to have sex with him because he is
We're having
beautiful.
Sex with Prince Eric. Very excited. The Beast. Beast before he turns into a man?
No, as the Beast.
As the Beast, yeah. He's ugly hot, bro.
Yeah, super ugly hot.
Yeah. I think the Beast you might want to marry. He's got a lot of money.
Good house. Lots of cool.
And if he breaks the spell, he does turn hot again.
He obviously does drugs because like all of his like the things in his house talk.
Also, like he definitely has really good discounts at Bed Bath because like did you see all the good shit in his kitchen?
And he's like a little bit. Pulse. He's like a little bit of a dick. So he's got like some kind of like a flair to him. And then he does turn into like a lovely prince, but. It's kind of like
he's very hairy, but you can always wax.
Yeah, it's gonna be like that 40-year-old virgin scene with the Beast.
Exactly, like any finance guy. Like there's like some give a little, you take a little. So maybe he's not as hot. As
right.
Like,
so we're killing Aladdin. You're saying Aladdin's
like a criminal.
Right. He did steal. There's like a whole song about it.
Yeah, but he wears those trendy ass pants. How could you say
and
no
also,
to Aladdin?
You have a magic carpet. Like you don't even need to like go on a plane.
Also, like put on a shirt. Come on. We're supposed to take you like home. And
he wears a vest.
A vest with no shirt underneath. You might as well. It'd be better if he wore nothing.
Also, he needs a haircut.
So we're choosing
to fuck Prince Eric, kill Aladdin, and marry the Beast.
I think that's the move.
What if we threw someone else in the mix and then see what happens?
Like who?
Like
this
replace
game is getting
one.
Really complicated.
Like the guy from Sleeping Beauty, maybe.
I forget everything that happened in that one. I
mean, that's my favorite
memory
one.
Is like shot.
That's your favorite one.
Yeah.
It's the creepiest
the whole time.
Napping Beauty.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. What happened with him? I totally forgot.
I don't know. He was just like a standard run of the mill hot prince. I think.
That's who you want? Just standard run of the mill hot prince.
I don't know. I don't
know. No unique qualities.
Let's get a little out there. What about Shrek?
Yeah.
And he's not really a Disney prince, but like...
But he could qualify. Okay, so we're replacing Aladdin with Shrek.
What?
Yeah.
Would we have to replace people? Isn't this just
well, what's the third category? The shoot, fuck, marry? We're just creating...
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits. With Shrek.
Brother-in-law is usually the fourth option. It's like, you like them, but you don't really want to like touch them or be married to them.
Yeah,
but like, you'd love them as like your brother-in-law.
What about the guy from Mulan?
Yeah, I would.
I also don't remember him very well, but
I don't remember.
You
him.
Mean Mulan?
Oh
no, the guy. Right, Mulan was the first.
That's casually like the same. That's the same plot as She's the Man.
I think She's the Man is the same plot as Mulan.
I think there is an underlying plot of like some other movie.
Wait,
like
yeah,
Shakespeare.
No. Yeah, it's a Shakespeare. But yeah. I forgot which one it was.
We don't care about him.
Shakespeare is based on Mulan.
Whatever. Who gives a shit? Right? Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. You should definitely rate us and review us on iTunes, specifically review us. Like, tell everyone how awesome this is.
Or if you hate it, like, honestly, it's fine. Yeah. Just make sure you put 5 stars and then just talk as much shit as you want.
Right. Yeah. Like we like to say, if you have nothing mean to say, don't say anything at all.
Unless you're rating our podcast as 5 stars. I'm saying that it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Unless that happens.
Okay, bye.